ನೋ ಚತುರ್ದಶಃ ಖಂಡ ಆಕಾಶೋ ವೈ ನಾಮ ನಾಮರೂಪಯೋ ನಿರ್ವಹಿತ ಆಕಾಶಃ ವೈ ನಾಮ ನಾಮರೂಪಯೋ ನಿರ್ವಹಿತ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ನಾಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಕಾಶಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಆಕಾಶಃ ವೈ ನಾಮ ನಾಮರೂಪಯೋ ನಿರ್ವಹಿತ ನಿರ್ವಹಿತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೇಂಟೈನರ್ ನಿರ್ವಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೇಂಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಮೇಂಟೆನೆನ್ಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನೇಜಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ನಿರ್ವಹಿತ ನಿರ್ವಹತಿ ನಿರ್ವಾಹ ನಿರ್ವಹನಂ ಸೊ ನಿರ್ವಾಹ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ನಿರ್ವಹಿತ ಇಸ್ ಅಡ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ನಿರ್ವಹನಂ ನಿರ್ವಾಹ ನೌನ್ ನಿರ್ವಹತಿ ವರ್ಬ್ ಸೊ ಮೇಂಟೈನರ್ ಸಸ್ಟೈನರ್ ಮ್ಯಾನೇಜರ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ನಿರ್ವಹಿತ ಸೊ ಆಕಾಶ ಹಿಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಜನರಲಿ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೂ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ನೋ ದ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆಕಾಶ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆಕಾಶ ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಟೂ ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ವಿ ಲರ್ನ್ ದಿಸ್ ದೇಶಕಾಲಕಲನ ದೇಶಕಾಲಕಲನ ವೈಚಿತ್ರ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ರೀಕೃತಂ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ರಿಮೈನ್ ಆಸ್ ಒನ್ ಅನ್ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಶಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್ They all, what happens now? It is because this time and this space alone, they all begin to expand and become manifest. So unmanifest forms and names become manifest and differentiated and distinguished because of these two factors called time and space. Kalaha deshaha. The time is not there. The space is not there. What will happen? Everything will become, see, even here, the space is there, expansion. Space is not there, contraction. Therefore, everything becomes contracted and remain as one unmanifest, undifferentiated. Isn't it? Space alone, space is responsible for the manifestation of forms and names. But all the forms, all the names indicating the forms, and all the forms, they all are enjoy their existence only within the realm of time and space. There cannot be something called nama rupa outside of the realm of time and space. But this time itself, where does this time exist? Not outside of Atma. Where does the space exist? My God, space doesn't exist outside of the Atma. Therefore, the time and space exist within the realm of the Atma only. Therefore, nothing exists outside of awareness. Therefore, here you can say what? Atma is also Akasha, we can say. So, Asamantat Kashate Iti Akashaha. We can say, this was space. I told you the difference that day. Kashaha means light, effulgence. And Kash is the root, Kashate. And Pra means Prakrishena Kashate Iti Prakashaha. That which shines, by itself. That which is of the nature of self-effulgence. By independently is called Prakashaha. But Akashaha means that which shines everywhere is called Akasha. So space shines everywhere, that's why it's called Akasha. Atma also can be called Akasha. Why? The space, all pervasive space, which shines everywhere, itself shines in, enjoys its existence only in space, in Atma, the awareness. Therefore, Atma also can be said to be what? Akasha. Therefore, he says, ಆಕಾಶೋ ವೈ ನಾಮರೂಪಯೋ ನಿರ್ವಹಿತ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ವಿದಿನ್ ದ ರಿಲ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ತೇ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ನಾಮರೂಪಾಣಿ ಯದಂತರ ತದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ do not exist outside of the independent of that reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the word Brahma, Tad Brahma, that outside of which, independent of which, without which, all these forms and names, including time and space, cannot exist at all ఈ హింగ్ బట్ బ్రహ్మ. అండ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ వాట్ తదమృతం. దట్ బ్రహ్మ, దట్ రియాలిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ, విచ్ ఇస్ ఇమ్మార్టల్ అండ్ స ఆత్మ, దట్ రియాలిటీ ఆప్టైన్స్ యాజ్ ఇన్నర్ మోస్ట్ ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ బీయింగ్. ఓకే, ఫర్ హీ సేస్ వాట్ నౌ, ఐ ఆమ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మ. యాజ్ అ వైస్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ టాకింగ్ నౌ అగైన్ వాట్ నౌ, ఐ ఆమ్ దట్ రియాలిటీ, ఐ ఆమ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఫర్ వాట్ హీ సేస్ నౌ, there's nothing which exists outside of me, the reality brahman. Just prajapatehe sabham veshva prapadye, what happened, there's no prajapati's world brahma loka outside of me. In this world I enter also, what I enter into prajapati's brahma loka also. When a person has identity with the body mind complex, he has to say, what I have to enter into every room here. I'm entering into the room, he'll say. A person has identity with the Atma, the all-pervasive reality, absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness and fullness, then he can say, what? I enter into Brahma Loka also. I enter means what? I enter into Brahma Loka means the Brahma Loka also does not exist outside of Atma. Why? Brahma Loka is also object loka. Kaha means object of experience. Object of experience means doesn't exist outside of experience. Experience means what? No experience outside of the experiencer. And there's no experiencer other than the Atma. But there's no Brahma Loka other than the Atma. What is I? I is nothing but pure awareness. And that awareness is the only reality, which is of nature limitlessness. Therefore, imprinted by the word Brahma, and nothing exists outside of that Brahma. The pare brahmani, everything exists only within the realm of Brahman only. Therefore, the person having identity with that Atma, as a wise person, as a jnani, he can say what? Prajapatehe sabham veshma prapadye, I enter into Brahma loka also. Then not only that, yashoham bhavami, అహం యశః భవామి, ఐ బికమ్ ది వెరీ గ్లోరీ, ఐ బికమ్ ది ఫేమ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ ఫేమస్ బ్రాహ్మణానాం యశః. ఇట్ ఆల్ ది బ్రాహ్మణాస్ అండ్ దే ఎంజాయ్ ఎనీ ఫేమ్, అండ్ బ్రాహ్మణాస్ హ్యావ్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ బ్రాహ్మణాస్, దే ఎంజాయ్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ది ఫేమస్, అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ నౌ, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మై రియల్ నేచర్, myself obtaining there as the very self of every brahmana. Therefore their fame is what? I am, it is I alone am in the form of fame of brahmins. Rajyam yashaha, if at all the kings are famous and eminent for their good deeds, for the dharma they follow and all that, and that is possible for the kings to have the status of being the kings, for them to be able to follow dharma and even to have the fame, it's all because of what? Because of my real nature, obtaining as the very essence, the Atma, the self of every king also. Therefore, I am the fame of all the kings. Rajyam yashaha, visham yashaha, even vaishyas, they also have their own glory for what they're doing, what they're contributing. And that is also because of the all-pervasiveness of the truth in terms of Atma, that which is myself. Therefore, I am the what? Visham yashaha, I am the fame and the glory of the Vaishyas. Aham anuprapatsi, aham anup, I attain everything. Sahaha aham. Saha aham yashasam yashaha, and that I the self am the fame of the fame, the fame of all the famous, fame of the fame. Because there cannot be something called fame independently without the famous. There can be somebody called some glorious people, cannot be there without the, there's no glorious person without the I, without the Atma, the self. Therefore, that which makes a person glorious, one can have the status of being the glorious, the famous, only because of the blessing of the truth obtaining him of very I in every being. So what makes the glorious a person a glorious? What is that which makes a person enjoys the status of being the glorious? It is the truth, all pervasive reality, the truth, which is my real nature, obtaining in the form of innermost essence of every being as very I. Atma, the true reality, Brahman, the reality, and obtaining as the I in every being, because of which alone one can have the status of being the glorious or famous. Therefore, I the self am the fame of the fame. Having said that, this much, I express his prayer also. What's the prayer? It's not actually prayer. He says, Shetam adatkam adatkam Shetam lindu Ma abhigam lindu Ma abhigam. Here he says, having said that much, having expressed his joy of, expressed his the joy of reveling in the vision of his fullness, and now this person says, what now? Shetam adatkam adatkam shetam. The word adatkam has two meanings. Okay, adatkam means dantarahitam, one meaning, and another meaning is devourer. Adatkam means that which devours, engulfs. It's called adatkam. Another meaning is what? Dantarahitam, toothless. And here, a woman's organ is said to be both. It's engulfer, devourer, and the toothless. What does it mean is, it's a mouth alone engulfs, isn't it? Only through the mouth things get engulfed. Things got eaten. But here you have a teeth. Whereas woman's organ doesn't have teeth, but still is also like a mouth which can engulf you. Into what? Into the samsara. It will keep you remain what now? In samsara only. It's called adatkam. And so shetam adatkam. So lindu, shetam means, as you said, that white. And the lindu means pichalam, Shankara says, means a slippery. Why slippery? Because as anything slippery will never help you. There's no grip there. Slippery means what? A gripless. You cannot hold on to something and get out of it. Which means once you fall into, assuming fall into a woman's body, then naturally, there's no way. You have to come out with the physical body only. Once you are into the woman's body, you can to come out. How? How can you come out of the body, if you're woman's body? Only having lived for 9 months, full 9 months, assume the full body, the full flesh shairam, you have to come out. And as you come out, you come out with what? Ajnanam only. And ajnanam means what again? With identity only. And identity means what? All with problems only. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said how much neat, amazing. Bhagavatam, what all the soul goes through in the mother's womb, all is described in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. But something incomprehensible for us, because we do not know. Once you come out of the mother's womb, you forget. See, just as you do not know the past life, you do not know how much you suffered in mother's womb after you were born. You forgot. Completely forget it. If you remember, my God, you will definitely aspire for moksha from the day one you are born. Unfortunately, Bhagavan makes forget also. You forget that. You come out here, oh, nice world. Everything is colorful. You completely forget the suffering you have in your... That's why you can't talk about it. If I say, it's like our subjective dream, isn't it? Nobody can remember one's suffering. Bhagavatam talks about it. Once you're born, you forget. It's a different life for you. Within the womb, there's a different life. After being born, there's a different life. Don't remember anything. You know, that's a different pop thing. But hear what this person says. It's better to avoid what now? Entry into woman's womb. Then you won't have full-fledged body. You won't be born with the body. Then there's no problem of ajnanam and wrong identity, etc. To avoid that, you must have what now? You must dissolve the very mind here itself. If you have to avoid getting into the woman's womb, you should not be even, no? You should not have the mind. Mind must be resolved for good. And for the mind to be resolved for good, the only sadhanam is what? How can you avoid entry into the woman's womb? They avoid samsara again. The non-escapable, continuously, which will make you slip again and again and again into samsara. That, once you assume the physical body, again and again and again, again you slip into samsara. There's no way of coming out of it. For which, if you want to come out of it, that's why it's called samsara. No? So samsara is akin to sagara also because of what? There's no way of coming out of it. Once you get in, you have to be, you know, endless swimming. You have to be there all the time. Very difficult. Like into samsara, endless. The only raft of knowledge is what? Raft through which you can escape in the ocean of samsara is raft of knowledge. As well, in a Gita, all the time we use this word. No? Jnana plave naiva, they say that. So here we have to say, it is only knowledge. Only knowledge can help you. Once you have the knowledge of the truth of what I am, this is the first, isn't it? Ignorance is the seed. Ignorance survives, helps the mind survive. What is mind? All the emotions will resolve. Desires will resolve. Wrong notions will resolve. Everything will resolve what? If the ignorance resolves. Therefore, mind cannot be there. Mind will be resolved for good. What is that by which the mind can be resolved for good? That is actually the death. Death means what? Again, that is real death means after which the new birth will not be the punarjanmana vidyate. After having resolved the mind for good, punarjanmana vidyate, there's no new birth. Therefore, that is the final death. Why no rebirth? No, why no rebirth? Because mind is not there. Why mind is not there? Because mind is resolved for good. Why? Because ignorance is resolved. How ignorance has been resolved? By knowing what you are. By discovering, asking, what is I is? Not by independently. Through the study of the Shastra, with the help of the Shastra. When you really repeatedly understand that there is I is only a vritti. And this vritti means what? Vritti jnanam. The manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the thought, which is distinct from all other thought, which is distinct from the other body also. Therefore, that I is actually, essentially, pure awareness. There's no I, which comes and goes. What really is that Swarupam, the Atma, the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness, Brahma. It is this knowledge, you can resolve that. One that is resolved, then there is no entry. Therefore, he says what now? Yashaha, the shetam, adatkam, adatkam. Shetam, adatkam, adatkam. The white, you know, a toothless devourer is what? Shetam, lindu. You know, shetam, lindu. Lindu means it's very, there's no way of having any grip there. that which makes you again and again slip is called lindu. Lindu means that which makes a person repeatedly slip. Pichalam, Chakrasi. That what that is woman's organ ma abhigam means ma gachayam, may I not go there, may I not attain there. Ma abhigam, which means is a prayer for moksha, videha mukti, prayer for videha mukti. And actually earlier it was said is all expression of the wise person's joy in the first. In fact, Shankara says, this is pavanaha japartaha dhyanartaha va. It's highly purifying. It is meant for japa and meditation, he says. We have to think about again and again. The first one, shama chabalam prapadye, Shabala chamam prapadye, Ashwahaiva romani vidhuya papam, kama, Chandrahaiva rahoho mukhat pramuchya, dhutva shariram, akritam kritatma, brahmalokam abhisambhavami iti.